All right. And we are back. I am Hello Karen. We are live in the Fishbowl here on Alternation Student Radio. And we are at our last segment here with Zenobia and Chaz. And we're just going to fill you in on what's up.
Okay, so next Wednesday is school spirit. You wear Gulf Coast State College attire all day long. And you get to meet the volleyball team and join Club Rush outside from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then that night, we are showing The Wiz in the Student Union East second floor conference room.
Ooh,
at
like
7
fun.
p.m. Make sure you bring your friends and family. It will have popcorn and drinks available as well.
Awesome. So we can bring, you know, family, friends that don't. Awesome. Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. And I like The Wiz. Isn't that the one with Michael Jackson?
Yes, that is the one.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. You got Diana Ross.
Yeah, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
Who else is in there? It's a good cast.
Yes.
They did a good cast in that one.
I'm a big Michael Jackson fan.
I saw you guys say Diana Ross and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Bam. Winning. All right. So is there anything else you want to fill
us in? Talk about Thursday. What's going on Thursday?
So yeah, Thursday is Alumni Day. Faculty and staff are able to wear their college alumni. And students here, if they have graduated from Gulf Coast, they can wear Gulf Coast attire again. Or if you haven't graduated yet, you are able to wear your high school alumni. And you can meet the baseball team from 12:15 to 1:30. And then Club Rush and the SJ Barbecue is from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. out here in the Breezeway.
Awesome. You know, it's really great that even with, you know, Corona going on, that we are still able to come together, you know, for these different kinds of events. It's a good thing.
One thing we really pride ourselves on is that we've been doing stuff like this all along since COVID broke out. And the whole time, we still have yet zero reported cases of anything coming from our event that somebody got that we've turned into a spreader event. So we prided ourselves on having a good time, engaging students, having that student life aspect, but also doing it safely, following CDC guidelines, following our own guidelines, just taking extra precautions, you know what I mean? Because we know it's a balance. We know that moment that somebody comes to our event and all of a sudden it starts outbreaking, events are shut down.
Yes.
Like, we know this. But we also know that events are, like, critical to that extra experience, that college experience. So we have to walk that fine line every time we come to one of these events. Zenobia, she got it down to a T. She's got her hand sanitizer. She's got her
gloves, everything
ready. She just got them on a cart ready to wheel out at every event. She knows how it is.
Hey, that's awesome, though. Keep the ball rolling. Keep everything moving forward. Well, is there anything else that we want to touch base on before we head out?
Remember, SGA elections are next week. You can vote you can only vote one time next week.
How do we vote?
You vote through your student email. I guess any email that you have with Gulf Coast State College will send it through there, and also you can vote through a QR code. And remember, for Spirit Week, to use the hashtag GCSC Spirit Week.
Awesome. Yeah. And QR code that you were talking about, where can we find that code at to be able to vote?
All around campus, we have flyers on, like, the bulletin boards and especially in the cafeteria on the tables. We just scan the QR code and vote from there as well.
Awesome. And what do you want to say, Chaz?
Well, so just to recap on that, so Monday morning you'll get an email going out saying, hey, elections are open, go vote, right? Mm-hmm. I definitely encourage you to get it in as early as possible. However, during the week also, we'll be putting out information on the social media to meet all the candidates. So during this week, they've went out and filmed their videos, selling themselves on why they want to run for a particular office. And those videos will come out. So I definitely encourage everybody to go check those out. And then also, the QR codes that we're mentioning, we're going to share those on our social media as well. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of our students are distance and virtual right now. So we're still trying to do our best to reach virtual as well as physical presence. So if you have any questions at all, I definitely encourage you, reach out to my office. You can either stop by the SJA office or you can just email me, rmolinax@gulfcoast.edu. I'm in the Gulf Coast directory and I can easily send you those links if anybody's looking to vote. We really want to get this participation up. If I can get at least 10% student body, so we're talking about 300 students. If I can get 300 students to go out and vote, that's a win for us.
Awesome. You hear that? Get out there and vote. It matters. All right, well, that is the end of our show. And so I really do appreciate you guys coming here. I know it's cold outside, 44 degrees, feels like 41. It's freezing. So I really appreciate y'all taking the time on this Friday morning to come in here and talk to me and tell me what's going on.
Absolutely. No, we thank you for having us, man. We thank you for giving us this platform to be able to tell you what's going on. Really look forward to seeing Zenobia and you and Karen come and work this out every week, come and tell everybody what's going on. Just another avenue to get people excited to come
for
to campus.
Sure.
So we definitely appreciate what you guys offer.
Awesome. And it'll be every Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on The Alternation. You'll be able to tune in and listen to what's going on with SGA. All right, guys. Well, I guess that's it. I'll be back here just in a moment. And up next, we've got Collective Soul, Where the River Flows, here on The Alternation Student Radio.